minutes, so let us continue along.
I have this power, I have the official watch.
So what Jose and I were talking about during the break was to move forward with the use table. We'll start with two things. First, I've asked Jose to discuss these uses versus the underlying uses to give us a refresher on the field we're working in. And if the people in back could keep the murmuring to a minimum, that'd be helpful. And then once we've done that, I'd like to start by going through the green areas on this sheet, which I think we can knock out pretty quickly since we agree, and then do yellow and then do pink and sort of work our way through. And we'll have the chart updated as we go. Sound good?
So again, the green is where there seems to be general agreement consensus on, where there's 9009 responses to whether they meet the definition of freight rail dependent use. The yellow 81 and 72 responses, so they're not as strong as agreement, and then the pink where there's more of a split. So what we highlighted under the ag's allowed in all zones in the county, so those uses would be allowed in the underlying zoning. So let me back up. So the underlying zoning for these areas would be what's in orange, which is ag, rural five, it's mostly rural five. While this, we're focused on this area, this code possibly could expand along the rail line and further into the rural area. So there's forests. So we looked at forests for the underlying zone, ag as an underlying zone, and the R5, R10, and R20. So those are the underlying zones where the overlay would be applicable. There's also rural center. We stayed out of mostly, but in the highlighted yellows, that's what I tried to reflect. Things that were allowed in all zones. So like under 21, the mining, we have a surface mining overlay that is applied to property, ag or forest. It's like this freight rail dependent use overlay. We determine where there's aggregate and we put that overlay on that so that folks know that there's rock that can be extracted there and you have to go through a process to do that. But only those areas have that surface mining overlay on those. And so the note I put on here was that 212, 21, 23, and 213 are captured in that surface mining overlay. So we don't have to, and none of these properties have surface mining overlay. So if we didn't or excluded them, the surface mining overlay would trump whatever is in here. So we wouldn't have to deal with that at all.
So if you've got two overlays, for instance, a freight rail dependent use and a surface mining, and they conflict, which one trumps?
So the surface mining overlay is just letting you know that you can extract rock from there. So you're either going to extract rock or not. That's, and then you're not going to have any other use until the rock's extracted. Once the rock's extracted and you have a reclamation plan, you could have potentially those uses that are allowed in the overlay if it's a freight rail dependent use overlay.
So you're saying it's priority?
Effectively.
Well, you own the property. Do you want to mine it or do you want to develop it?
You can develop it before you mine.
So then you can't mine after you develop. That's,
you can take the development away. Mr. Chair, on this, if there's a 60% yes or a 60% no, can we not discuss either one of those?
Oh, I think we can discuss all of them.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah, hear it, Mary. You want to discuss even if there's a majority yes or no?
I think we should still. I think the discussion will go faster.
Okay. I refer to your wisdom.
And the reason is opinions can change through the process. So let's see how it goes.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then, so we'll go through them. Do you want to have a vote on these items as we go through?
Right.
And just a reminder that I think your bylaws are 2/3 majority. So that'd be a 7. You want to get unanimous, but 7 is what you would need to pass on.
What do you guys
What do you 7 out of 9, okay.
7 out of 7.
Well, it's 2/3 voting members.
Yes.
Okay, is there 10 here tonight?
I believe there are.
I believe we went for.
Oh, that's right.
Was it 2/3 of members or 2/3 of members?
No, 2/3 of the quorum.
Of the quorum.
If quorum is 50% or more.
As chair of voting?
Yes.
Okay, so do we. So is there any discussion on the items in green under 11, the agriculture?
Move to accept all the items in green that are unanimous.
I second that.
Yeah.
Are you talking about just agriculture or all of them?
I'm just starting with the very
section
first
11.
One, section 11.
Ag, forestry, fishing, and hunting. 9-0.
All right. So to keep this a little bit shorter, rather than going through a full move, second, approve, let's just get a nod of assent, and then when we come back, we can approve the whole thing. Does that make sense? Okay. So it sounds like we've got a nod of assent on the ag section, section 11. Let's stick with the greens and see if we can get through all of them real quickly and then come back around. So section 23, construction on the green stuff, ignoring the pink in there. Any concerns or comments?
I guess the one comment I would make is on uses outside of ag, because ag is naturally allowed here already. On uses outside of ag, there has to be some conditions specifically that has to make use of the rail, and so just make sure that so. A yes doesn't mean necessarily that anything in that area can go in there. They have to make use of the ground. Depend on
exactly.
But that's by definition, isn't it? Yeah. By this classification.
Do we need to specify that somewhere?
Well, it's in the.
We already did.
It's mission.
In our definitions, we did.
It's in our definition.
And then we looked at it again today.
Yeah. All right. So that would be the 23. Now we'll go to the 30. Well, you know what? Let's just make this faster. Everybody scan through for a minute. If you've got a comment on something green, let us know. If not, we'll move back to the top.
I have a question. On some of these, they use the 5, like on the construction, there's a couple people put the
footnotes
of.
So on page 10 of 10, the footnote is there.
So do we want to say that footnote applies, or are we going to say it's just everything in those uses is permitted? See, like on construction building, everybody else is P5, 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 and we're 9-0 yes. Or are we 9-0 yes with the P5, or is it just straight out permitted?
And what does the letter C, P, and Y tie to specifically, though?
In the very back.
I'm on page 10. I don't see it either.
That doesn't say.
So we've got the vehicle.
So C,
I don't know what the Y is.
No.
So some people put C, meaning conditional.
There's only a number.
Yes.
But so then, we're voting or approving things with notes. And I'm just wondering what the note P, Y5, C, what are those tied to?
So I think the Y-5 and the Y5 are references to the footnote.
Yeah,
that
yes.
Are on page 10.
With condition 5.
So it's.
Oh.
What's the difference between subscript 5 and dash 5? I'm actually not.
They're the same thing.
I think it is the same thing.
Yes.
Okay.
Just reflect on that.
Okay. All right, so I think to solve that issue, we'll go through this twice, if you guys are okay with that. Number one, is it permitted or not? Number two is, do we put a conditional permit on it? And that's where we would get into the notes. Does that make sense?
Sure. Wouldn't you agree that everything's conditional other than agriculture?
It has to be by definition.
Because there's some uses that are just incidental to what you're doing.
But
see what I'm saying?
Right, but I just want to make sure we're understanding each other. So the conditional they're referring to is the conditional use process.
Which is a fatal flaw process.
No.
It is. To the applicant, it's a fatal flaw process. Because the conditions that can be applied are not prescriptive. They're whatever the governing body wants to condition them on.
If the governing body, responsible official, determines that there's impacts beyond what the regulations call for, they can add conditions.
Aha. Uh-huh.
And that's...
The surprise condition.
Well, the other thing is that, so the conditional use process is, we've broken it out into two types. One, the conditional use process has a notice requirement. There's a type 2A process that requires a public meeting with the neighbors before submittal. If at any point prior to submittal they want to have a public hearing, they can request that and it's going to have a public hearing. So it's a 78-day time frame, 92 with the public hearing. The public hearing allows the neighbors to come and testify at the hearing. It's a hearings examiner is reviewing that. Staff's making a recommendation. The hearings examiner has the final decision on that. So if you have the meeting with the neighbors and they're okay with what you're proposing and they don't ask for conditional use, there's no public hearing. It's just a review by staff and it's just a notice requirement, but there's no opportunity for a hearing or public comment. So those are two.
So that's different. So you're saying there's going to be no P's on there at all?
No.
Everything's going to be
no, we
C's?
Haven't decided
no, it's all
that,
P's.
Yeah. That's what I'm trying to get to, because there's X, P, and C are sort of the three categories.
Well, there's some C's in here that, so like...
The only condition I was thinking was for your independent use and adjacency, those things that we've already discussed, but yeah. That's built in.
Well, conditional use permit is I like it because there's some uses that the impacts are unforeseeable when you're putting, you know, the ordinances together. So that's a beast.
So, and I'll give you an example. When we do surface mining, the surface mining overlay properties neighboring that, we most of those roads in the rural area, we don't have any provisions for the wear and tear on the roads. So it allows us an opportunity to get into a negotiated agreement for the operator to make a payment to maintain those roads during the time period that they've got the rock.
And you don't want them operating 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
So you can, you know, time restrictions, yeah. Hours of operation are things that aren't codified that can be dealt with through that process. Schools and churches are conditional uses in all residential zones.
But on these footnotes, there's other ones that are for uses that don't appear to be rail dependent, but they're kind of associated with a rail dependent use, you know, such as daycare. You know, if you got 100 people working on a rail dependent use and they want to put a daycare for their kids on the site, should that be allowed? It shouldn't be an outright permitted use, but maybe that's something we want to consider for the people that are there.
I think it's already not allowed because it's not freight rail dependent, the daycare.
Well, if I have a business and I have 100 employees, that's all freight rail dependent, and I want to have daycare, you know, so they're not driving all over town, that's something we should consider.
That's a Pandora's box.
I think I don't disagree with that being something. If this was a truly industrial zone or commercial zone, or that would make a lot of sense. Since this is so specific to being freight rail dependent uses, I don't know that you want to open yourself up for things that are. That I don't think would meet the definition on its own. Because you wouldn't have a standalone daycare facility.
Yeah, I don't think there's such thing as a standalone freight rail dependent use. I mean, freight.
That's what all these are supposed to be.
You know, we're sitting here and we're saying that everything that we have here that takes a train can take a truck. You know, there's I can't think of anything that wouldn't exist if there wasn't a railroad. It's about all these businesses we're talking about exist today and they're not on the railroad. So to say that they are a freight rail dependent use is, you know, and the problem that we have here, typically you say these are permitted uses. And what we're saying is that we're not only going to tell you what's permitted, but we're going to tell you how you got to do it. You know, you can do this activity if you do it with the rail. And that's a little different than what we do for other zones. So setting up a parking lot is not a freight rail dependent use, but it's going to be there because it's associated.
I think you're taking the argument to an extreme. If we say that only something that will be using the railroad is our dependent use, that I think that's the intent and covered with it all. So don't focus too much on dependency as much as...
As use.
Yeah, thank you.
I don't know. I don't remember where it's been codified, but when we did the freight rail overlay, we had a thing in there that said that you could have, I forget the number, but I think it's 5% extraneous use in your building, so you can build a McDonald's in the corner of your building to feed your employees, or you could have a daycare center as long as it didn't exceed 5% of.
And the object of that was to keep the traffic down.
Right. So at this point, we're starting to go back into development standards, and I'd like to keep that off the.
So I'm just trying to.
But all those uses are going to come up here pretty soon.
Right. So.
I have one question about those notes. When you have one P there, or if you have one C there, does that mean that was on one of the ballots?
I think that's what it's reflecting.
So why do we even have to discuss it? Unless they want to bring it up.
Well, that's more or less what I was trying to do here is...
Let the person bring it up if they want to bring it up. If they don't, then it's non-existent.
Well, I'm concerned about labeling everything conditional because it's going to be killer.
So let's, if I may, set that aside and get through the process of what's even on the list and then come back to whether it's conditional or whatnot. We good with that?
Sure.
All right, so going back to that original, the last question is, can we simply say yes, everything that's green is on the list?
I'd like to ask a question on a green 312. It says beverage and tobacco products manufactured. I've thought about that. Beverage, does that include alcoholic beverage? And is part of tobacco product?
No, it's not.
The second part is definitely a no. Alcohol, I don't know.
Marijuana's at the very end, Lloyd.
Pardon?
It's right here, at the very end. So.
I would assume it, and it can, well...
That's a good question.
I'm good with all the green.
So we'll come back to that.
Okay, good enough.
I'm good with all the green.
And again, at this point, we're just moving a process. We're not taking an actual vote. So I'm just trying to get us down to the point where we're getting real issues. So before I move off the green, are you all good with it? Do you need an extra minute?
Thumbs up on the green if we're ready. We do.
It can include alcohol, so there's that. All right, so let's go back to the top and let's hit... I'm thinking we should go... What was that? Oh, sorry. Let's go back and hit the stuff that we have disagreements with, and I'm thinking just go down the line. If it's heavily in favor, such as 221 utilities 7-2 or 8-1, do we need to get into a big discussion on those guys, or again, should we just move forward and assume they're in? Or perhaps another way to ask this, of those who said no to one of those, is it a particularly strong no and you want to argue your point?
Well, some of them are a majority of no votes.
Right. No, I'm talking about the 7 and 8 to...
He's only talking about the yellows that are positive to the yes side.
Yeah.
211 looks too split. 211. It's yellow, but it's 1-8.
I would agree that's the sense of the committee.
All right, so what I'm going to do now is I'm going to say everything that was a 9-0, or that's above a 7-2 vote, we're saying we're just going to move forward with for the time being. Which then brings us down to the more difficult ones, and I'm thinking just go through those one by one.
Don't you need to talk about the flip side of that? You're just talking about the positive 7-1.
Right. Agreeing both ways.
Yeah. I guess
the yellow ones that were positive to, or there were majority no.
Right. If it's majority no, again, 7 or above, say the heck with it.
Consensus.
Consensus, yeah.
Okay. That was probably longer than it needed to be, but thank you for your forbearance. Let's hit the mining one, 212. Does anybody want, tell me if you've got better ideas on how to handle this, but I'm thinking, does anybody have a particular feeling about it that they want to argue either in favor or against it?
I have a question. Does the surface mining overlay just, you know, if they're not in the overlay for the surface mining, then none of this applies anyway,
right? Yeah, so actually I think you can say this one's a moot because of that, the whole 212, 213.
Well, except that maybe we book the road and there's a lot of rock in the area and now we got a problem.
You can only... get a surface mining permit if you have a surface mining overlay on the property.
Right.
So, and there is none in this barrier.
But you can get on in the overlay. You know, if you have approvable reserve, you can apply to be included in the overlay.
Right, there's a process for that.
Which Lagler's got rock all through it. You know, there's been mining companies that have been out looking at that for mining it. It's probably been 2-3 years ago, but so we have to shape this so that if somebody is in the overlay, we can't even do anything, can we? If it's in the overlay, we can't say they can't mine it, can we?
No.
The overlay.
Yeah.
Yeah. They can't mine it unless there's a change.
Do we just take 21 out?
Well, my only point is we have to think about the future because the line does go with the Chalachi, and so we're deciding what happens here. It's sort of moot in one way because they don't have the overlay. So,
what happens if we just cut that whole section out? Because if they apply for mining, they're not going to apply that use under the railroad industrial or the railroad overlay, they're going to let go under the surface planning overlay.
So taking it out is the effect of putting an X on it.
Right.
No.
Yes.
No. We're going to be silent on it.
No. Well, and that's what I'm saying. Under state law, perhaps you should hit that. You'll say it better than I do.
Well, so. If you want to make it an X, we can do that so that it's, but I'm thinking, you're talking about just taking that entire section 21 out of this code because this freight rail dependent use overlay.
If somebody wants to mine,
I think that's fine.
Yeah.
I don't have any objection.
Yeah, they're not going to apply under the railroad industrial overlay. They're going to apply under the surface mining overlay. So we really don't have any impact at all, yes or no, either way. So why have it?
But only for this section.
Just this section is what we're talking about.
Can somebody do a surface mining overlay over resource land?
Oh, yes.
Okay, so it doesn't de-designate it? They don't have to go through that process?
It's allowed for both resources. They're equal.
How about oil and gas extraction?
We already can't.
Can't.
That's not under surface mining. That is
right, right.
It's, what is that under?
So the oil and gas extraction was part of the, it's just the crude oil that we couldn't.
Right, but I mean, not looking at this, but if somebody said, I want to sink an oil well, what would you apply under?
I'm not sure. I think it would just be oil extraction.
So we could take that one out too, then.
Right. Okay. That would be allowed in the, and I think it's allowed in the under. It would be addressed in the underlying zone. Okay. Whether you can do that or not.
Isn't that crude oil? I mean, it's extracted from the ground, so it's not even allowed. It's very kind of useless
discussion. Right. Yes. So I don't. There wouldn't be any loss.
Unless you can extract refined gas. And
doesn't come out that way. It comes out crude.
Sure. So to keep it moving here, what I'm hearing is the group agrees that the whole section 21, we can have an X or we can leave it out. It's the same impact as far as our group goes.
We can't
and we can just
way.
Move onward from there.
Let's do that.
Leave it out. All right. So let's hit utilities. We just agreed with everything except for the sewage treatment facilities. Looks like that's a contest. It's majority said yes. Somebody who said no, do you have a particularly strong feeling that you want to argue that?
Well, what would the buffer be, and how would you, because I've toured a sewage treatment facility and it smells. Regardless of whether it has a tree next to it or not. Why would we want one right next to the rail line?
I have an answer. I'm thinking of like what the Indians have at the casino, because the county has said that they can't extend their sewer system to these projects because we're outside of the urban growth boundary. So if a guy has a major development with hundreds of people, should he be allowed to put in something like the Indians have out at?
I don't know what the Indians have.
They have their own enclosed sewer system. So,
injection.
Deep injection well.
Gotta get the sewer. Next
they treat it, and instead of discharging the treated water, they just inject it in the groundwater.
Well, that's not a sewage treatment facility.
Yeah, it is. A septic system is a sewage treatment system.
Oh, okay. Thank you. I was picturing a sewage treatment facility.
Municipal.
The real one, yeah.
Well, and is there a difference under this? No.
It's the same.
Yeah. So you're opening it up to both. It's either both or not. And
I can't imagine anybody wanting to put a...
Yeah, I think the intent here is more septic than it is sewer treatment plant, but
is your understanding of the sewer, are you talking about you want to have the ability to have septic systems on?
No, I think that if somebody comes in with a big operation, I don't want to see a series, and what you end up with is a series of small septic systems. I'd like to see it where they treat it all and whatever's going to the ground is clean water.
Well, so once again, we talked about this and we were going to put sewer off for the next discussion because there's a difference of opinion on what's allowed out there. Some of us think that sewer is allowed by this new law and others do not. So we were going to have that discussion and try to stay on point.
I move that we table sewage treatment facilities for tonight, so in the interest of moving forward.
You know, that's a darn good idea. Are you guys okay with that one? Because that is a huge sticking point. Good.
I do have one comment on that. I can't visualize how in the world a sewage treatment facility can be rail dependent. How in the world are we going to use a rail on that? Okay.
All right. Comment noted, but let's move forward. Animal slaughtering. Mm-hmm. No, I'm sorry, I skipped. No, that's right. Yeah, that's the next one. So we're under 311-31161 for those of you looking for it. Again, we're in the same situation as before. Does somebody who was arguing against it before want to make a vocal argument, or can we accept it and move?
Well, we got to have at least one more vote to have two-thirds.
It's 6-3, so this doesn't represent.
Maybe we should just vote again.
That would be a no recommendation.
Once again, I have mixed feelings based on where it's located. Something that was located in the center of Leibler, that's one thing, but next to the residence is no way, Jose.
Right.
Sorry.
A buffer.
Five different expressions.
A buffer isn't going to do much for that.
Is that already permitted under ag?
Of course. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Of course it is.
Drag?
Yes. Yeah. Never been on a farm
here?
Where they
kill animals.
Why is it
not here?
That's the
processing.
You know, we remember for a slaughtering operation to site in this overlay has to be rail dependent.
Bring the cows in by rail?
I don't think we ought to get hung up on the infinite use. If it was to use rail, why wouldn't we allow it?
Of course.
Yeah. So I would say that we should approve that, yes.
The rail doesn't haul cows anymore. Rails don't haul livestock anymore.
How about freezer cars full of beef?
Dead beef, yeah, on the freezer car.
So again, to focus the discussion, I think we've got a majority yes on the list here. What I was hoping to do is just if somebody really wants to argue against it, now's your time. Otherwise, we accept it and move forward.
Keep going then.
All right. Retail bakeries, same situation. Nobody's jumping forward. I'm just going to keep on. Nope.
Of course it is, because you have to bring in large quantities of flour and things in. Friends Bakery's right there on the rail.
Oh, that's a wholesale bakery.
I get bakery. Retail component.
Ah, retail.
How's that for you?
Hmm.
But a wholesale bakery could have a retail.
I think that's, when I read the law, that's how I interpreted it, is it is a large bakery facility that has a retail component to it. We bring it in by flour. Once again, they get very rail dependent. Then that's bringing in C6 hoppers of flour. Then
and cooking oil.
Yes.
And big tankers. They go down by Frito-Lay and they're lined up.
They've got to use.
But again,
if you're reading deeper into the code, that's what it talked about.
Well, and I'm going to continue to ask some of these questions, because when we go back to the council and we go to the public, we want to be sure that we're capturing what your thought process is on that.
Right.
So let me throw mine in. I had a great discussion with Senator Wilson a couple days ago. Senator Wilson is the sponsor of the bill that allows all of this. So I thought to myself, well, if there's ever a way to get a good sense of what was the intent of the legislature, she'd be the person to chat with. So I did. What she told me was that this was a jobs bill. That the idea was much more about opening land up for development than specifically freight, than than railroad. So from her perspective, basically, we want stuff that is using the rail, but from her perspective, it's not that it needs rail, if that makes sense. In other words, a retail bakery,
I don't think
so long as, I'm just expressing what I heard.
She may have that opinion, but the law is the law. It's freight rail dependent, period.
Again, I'm just trying to provide the perspective that I heard. And that was, you know, if you're using the rail, the intent of the legislature, from what I heard, was as a jobs bill. So from my perspective, when I look at something like a retail bakery, I would say, because I want to follow what the intent was, is yes, allow it if they're using the rail in some way.
Got another question. This section in food manufacturing, everybody said yes. So are these two pulled out for a separate, for a reason? This, you know, you have the food manufacturing line, everybody voted yes.
Right.
And then you have these two other associated ones. Have they been pulled out for a reason?
So so under the animal slaughtering and processing, so everything's allowed unless it's called out specifically. The retail bakery doesn't make sense there, but essentially, so everything under the food manufacturing is allowed. The animal slaughtering, like, yeah. So the ones that, like, animal slaughtering got an X in the BT zone.
So they pulled it out because there's problems. Right. So what this says is that the wholesale part of the bakery is permitted under the food manufacturing, and they just pull out the retail bakery probably to address this issue we're talking about.
Yeah, something like that.
Okay.
So, which begs the question of why allow it if
okay.
It's the wholesale.
Okay, I have a solution. Why don't we, I make a motion that we call it a wholesale bakery with a retail component. Of course you can do that.
So this is all based on the NEICS code.
That big bucky house.
You can footnote it, couldn't you? Conditional uses?
We can definitely footnote that and make sure that the intent is for wholesale, not to have any retail component.
Not primarily retail.
And of course, if somebody went in to apply for just a retail bakery, they would have to prove to you it's rail dependent, which probably can't.
So what does the group think of Anne's idea?
So just another
that
idea.
Sounds pretty reasonable.
So Dave's Killer Bread is a wholesale bakery. You can also walk in the front door and buy bread if you want to.
Right.
It's a minor part of it, but it covers it.
Right.
It's like wholesale lumber.
Those are just factory stores associated with a factory. No, everybody
has
them.
That's the intent.
Yeah. So is everybody good with that idea?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, I think so. Okay.
Good idea.
Thank you very much, Mr.
Thank you, John.
That was good. All right, scanning down the list, we're down to leather and hide tanning. And I'll just jump in on that one and say, really, do you want to put a tanning factory next to the poor people who live here?
Oh, no, we can't do that.
Slaughtering house. It's no worse than slaughtering.
Well, it is, because it involves lots of awful chemicals. So you could actually slaughter and move frozen or refrigerated beef, and the hides can go somewhere else to be tanned, not next to the rail.
So my going with my system here, right now we've got a majority against this one, and you already heard my comments in support of being against it. That was poorly stated. Does anybody want to argue for it particularly?
Moving on.
What?
Moving on.
Yes. We like that. Moving on. All right. Down to chemical manufacturing. So we've got a couple, to hit John's comments, we've got a couple of exceptions that we're all agreed on to allow. But the broader sphere of chemical manufacturing, right now we've got a majority for and a few against. Does anybody want to argue it?
This, I think this happened before, but in the sub, as they're subsetted, you know, like in chemical manufacturing, then it goes to pharmaceutical. How can you be
904 and against chemicals?
Yeah.
Because chemicals are frightening word.
Is it, the word chemical, yeah.
So is one a title or is one a, are they separate processes?
So the way to look at it, so under IL, the first column, chemical manufacturing is has an X. Right, so we added pharmaceutical and medicine, and so that's one of the categories under that. We specifically we're specifically allowing them.
Okay.
That's why they're ordered that way.
So logically, the whatever that red color, what color is that? Pink color.
Mm-hmm.
That's if you follow the IL, that should be X, but still allow the subsections.
Correct.
I would. That's contrary to what this vote was. But I, if I voted yes, I would change my vote based upon that definition.
What do you, can you look up what is under chemical manufacturing that goes beyond pharmaceuticals and soaps? So what sort of stuff are we talking about?
See, I think, you know, when I first look at this, I think, oh, Dow Chemical. But then down on Fruit Valley Road, they have the guy that does all the admixtures for concrete. And all he does is bring them in a nice, bring it in a rail car, pump it in a nice chrome truck, and they take it to the concrete plants. That would be a chemical operation. They may add some stuff.
So you've got petrochemical manufacturing, industrial gas manufacturing, synthetic dye and pigment manufacturing, inorganic dye and pigment manufacturing, synthetic organic dye.
Pharmaceuticals are a much more controlled process. Than mm-hmm.
So I petrochemicals wouldn't be allowed, right? No?
Probably not. What's the air gas telling me?
So that all that is under 325, which is what you're saying.
Right.
Okay, so it's a pretty broad category.
Alkalized, chlorine.
So Lindy gas would be included in that?
Chlorine.
Would Lindy gas be included as a chemical? Oxygen, argon, all these different gas, which
right.
So that's the company we want.
Right, but those are, so if you look at the chemical manufacturing right now, the only places they're allowed are in the heavy industrial and the railroad industrial, which doesn't exist.
Does exist.
Well, there's no land that has that zoning.
Although chemical manufacturing could use rail. That's a fact.
Absolutely.
The nature of it should be in a heavy industrial district. And I would say the railroad district is not intended to be a heavy industrial district.
That's a
so I think
good
it,
argument.
Contrary to this vote, I mean, did we vote no or yes?
Right now it's saying yes, yeah. But we can
I think
switch.
Contrary, we didn't understand that context.
Yeah. And I think you're convincing
are
me
there
as well.
Additional numbers besides 3254 and 3256? In your blue book?
Oh, sure. Yes.
Oh, so we don't even have all the options in front of us.
This code does not, no.
No, but the logic of chemical manufacturing long list is a heavy industrial district.
Oh, really? No, but that's...
It should be.
The point is, no, I agree, some of the chemicals...
He's asking
definitely,
for others.
Right. But there are subcategories that aren't even listed here that are available. We only have two of them.
As exceptions to
the
list.
But there are, there's a huge list.
There may be some others that should be permitted.
Would another solution here be to simply put it down as a conditional use permit that's, yeah, it could be allowed, but it's going to have to go through the ringer to do it?
I think Lindy Gas, you know, their plants are on ML property.
Therefore, it's not considered heavy industrial. I mean, it's not a heavy industrial.
But it's according to his definition, it's a chemical manufacturer.
That would not be allowed in ML use.
It's on ML property.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
Amber had a great idea. Perhaps a homework assignment.
Oh, dear God.
You could send out, here's the list of the different chemicals. Could we go through that?
I think it should. I think to make it easier, do the conditional use for all.
How many are there?
We can't be experts. There's going to be some of them on the list.
Yeah. So What do you guys think of calling it conditional use? Is that a good idea, a bad idea?
Because that means approval. Somebody has to approve it.
That's right.
Yes, in other words.
I like that.
And can we specify which conditional use, or is that, how does that work?
No,
it's just, we could.
I'd like to look at these.
The way it's written, the type 2A gives anyone the ability to ask for a public hearing.
Yep.
Okay, so.
On conditional use?
Right.
Yeah. So a C is basically a C, and you it'll go where it goes, in other words.
It's either going to be a 2A or it's going to be a hearing with the examiner.
Yeah.
I would like to suggest that we have it a conditional use and then assign Eric the homework to come back with a list of the things.
Yes.
No, seriously, a list of the ones to be permitted, and we can then vote on that list.
I
just have to say, did you make a motion? Because I'll second it for the point of discussion. Okay, second that motion, and now I'm going to open for discussion.
I'll make that a motion. Yes.
I think there's going to be chemicals that nobody ever heard of, and I don't want to go page by page and look down a list of hundreds of items. I think it should be conditional, because none of us is an expert on chemicals, and the people that are can decide if it's okay on a case-by-case basis. So I make a motion. Well, I can't, because there's a motion on the floor.
Can we discuss what you just said?
Yes, you can.
Okay. I agree with the conditional designation, because that gives the people who live here the opportunity to weigh in on the whole thing, and it can be assessed by people who know a whole lot more about it than we do.
Agreed.
I would support what Nancy was saying.
Okay. Sounds like we've got a pretty good consensus at this point, just to call it a conditional then.
And no homework.
And no homework that way. So I really enjoyed watching the sweat start dripping. All right, we're down to cement manufacturing. And ready mix. And can we start off by saying, what's the difference between cement manufacturing and ready mix concrete?
I can answer that.
Yeah, we have an expert.
Cement is just the powder cement. And ready mix is the rock and the sand and the cement.
So we're calling out. Why would we call out the one versus the other? Is the process that much?
Big difference.
It is.
Making cement, totally. If you ever see a cement plant, it's usually about a mile-long kiln, and they take limestone and they bake it. They bake it depth, I don't know how hot, and then that's where they make it.
But ready mix, you're taking the cement and just adding to it. That's what we're used to seeing a lot.
Ready mix, and it's a light industrial in Clark County, isn't it? Well,
not our.
In Oregon, it's light manufacturing.
It's heavier.
It is heavier.
It's right in there.
Yeah. Ready mix is not allowed.
It's ready mix.
It is ready mix.
Well, don't those have a 2/3 vote anyway?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, again, this is an opportunity for somebody who's really against it to make their argument.
Moving on.
Moving on. All right. Same thing. Let's hit the next three the same way. Lime and gypsum, other non-metallic mineral product manufacturer, or primary metal manufacturing. I think they're all kind of the same idea, as far as how we're looking at it here.
Yep.
No words around those, but I know that the lime plants or the gypsum plants can be pretty dusty, pretty nasty.
And they're usually located next to the material source.
So not much use anyway.
It's not going to be it.
So do we want to...
This doesn't say lime and gypsum product, or gypsum, it says the product, you know, they could be making drywall.
Yeah, yeah, I was going to say making drywall would be okay with it.
The conditional
could throw another C on there just to...
I think we do.
Make it conditional?
Yes.
Which one?
Okay, I think all three, the lime and gypsum, other non-metallic and primary metal.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Might never
be an issue.
What, did we say it's conditional for cement and ready mix also? Or?
That's a good question.
You're using lime in there.
Pardon?
You're using lime in there, yes.
I think the cement should be, but not
the two guys ahead above it.
Yeah.
But did you guys hear Kent's comments? Cement should be conditional, but ready mix lighter. Leave that a permitted.
I think ready mix is a similar product.
Cool. All right, let's move onward to down to retail trade. And retail sales of product fabricated on site. Well, that's kind of what we were talking about with the bakery, wasn't it?
What does the N mean next to that?
N's
under D, retail?
No, with a star limited.
I think it's...
It was just in someone's note. I'm not sure we necessarily know what it meant.
Oh, okay.
It may have been a typo. Yeah.
Okay.
I think the assumption is it is ancillary to a fabrication product on site. Therefore, it's probably limited by square feet or some relative size. Yeah.
So I'm hearing a permitted here. Move on.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. All right. Auto dealerships. Hmm. Well, you could bring them in on rail, I suppose.
Like heavy equipment dealers, like Caterpillar dealers, all the great big tractors, they all come in by rail, but... I'm not sure that's what we're looking for.
And that's construction and industrial equipment, which got any more.
This is like retail.
This is some automotive dealer, which...
No, it doesn't work.
Yeah.
That construction stuff, sure, that ships bar up.
Well, we've got the construction. It's a yes already. It's the specific auto...
I don't need auto dealer. Mm-hmm.
You know, they're X'd all the way through IL and ML, or HL. I don't think we thought that through. Mm-hmm. I would suggest those be X.
Yeah, those should be.
Those three alike.
Commercial property.
So all three, including the automotive parts, because those were actually permitted.
What's the
parts?
They're not.
Remember, these aren't.
So Les Schwab.
Freight rail dependency, right. Yes.
Les Schwab distributes all its tires, or could distribute its tires by
Les,
rail.
They ship tires by rail.
But they can't sell them right next to
that's correct.
Yeah.
It's a wholesale deal.
Right. So is this a warehouse?
That permitted use is under the 10% limitation of the gross floor area?
Yeah.
So we need to specify that?
Well, we're in the retail trade subsection.
Right.
So it must be approved someplace else in the wholesale. The distribution of tires must be approved in the wholesale section.
Well, that 10% limitation, that's what they use for convenience stores and, so I'm not sure why it's...
Yeah, so basically we're specific, and tell them if we've got it wrong. Just above this, we've got the wholesale trade category.
And then at the end, we got warehouse and storage.
Yeah, so we've already permitted wholesale. We've already permitted some of the warehousing. This is particularly retail.
I don't think retail has any place
and
here.
I think that's where the group is going, is we can actually say no to all the above.
All of the whole entire section D, don't you think?
Oh, no.
It's all
building
retail.
Building material.
But retail. It's retail.
Roofing, for example, is an example retail that is a pretty big shipped product.
It's not public
comment. What'd you say?
It's not public comment.
Yeah, well... Well, we can be loose here. It's not been too bad. I don't think it was. Anyway, let's do it this way. This whole retail trade section, is there a part of it that somebody in particular wants to promote? Or just say it's all negatory?
Well, let me ask you this. Concrete plant, trucks come back. Half loaded, all the concrete wasn't used. Instead of dumping it, they make ecology blocks, they make median barrier, and especially some of those that are used for erosion control, they sell that, a lot of those to individuals. That would be the retail under building materials here, wouldn't it?
And they should apply for a permit for that.
That wouldn't be the primary use.
That's
an accessory use.
Can you shed light onto that?
I'm not familiar with that type of operation where they're doing that, but that's
all the concrete plants in this county are doing it.
Yeah.
Where do they sell them?
At their shop.
Oh, they sell them everywhere. You haven't seen those big concrete blocks? You see a wall
made
out of them?
Yeah, but that does not seem to lend itself to retail.
They could also sell them off-site.
So ignoring concrete specifically, we're talking whether...
Oh, I know.
For these retail sections, is there any section here that somebody really wants to...
Construction and industrial equipment sales, I think, is reasonable. A big, you know, heavy machinery, you know, caterpillars or stuff like that.
Okay, and we've actually already approved that.
Well, but we were talking about wiping out the entire section D. That's the reason.
Right. Okay, so let me rephrase. Wipe out everything that isn't a 7 or above.
Let me see again.
So under the retail trade, there are a few that we've already agreed upon, such as construction and industrial equipment sales. It was an 8-1 vote, so we've already tacitly said yes to that.
And
same goes for
building
materials and supply dealers.
That's it, those two.
And that's it. Okay. Other than that, I'm suggesting we nix it.
I agree.
Moving on.
Moving on. It sounds like we are moving on. Yes.
Time check, it's B.
Oh, so, look at that. Just when we're having so much fun.
Yep.
With permission of the group, we're awfully close to the end of this. Let's get through this
going.
And then...
Okay. Is this the end?
Yeah.
We're not going here? We're not going to page 6? Because, you know, ow.
Okay, let's... Can we get a half hour and see how we do?
You can get an hour.
Not for me.
Not for me. With the indulgence of the group, I have a plane to catch.
And
I'd like to let my alternate fill in for me for the remainder of the meeting. It's ex officio anyway, so.
Yep. Thank you.
You okay with that?
Yep.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Eric.
So our next meeting will be easy.
Exactly. Molly's gone, we can assign him special tasks.
You got a book of flight.
Let's get through this.
Yeah, no assigned tasks.
All right, so moving along then, transportation and warehousing, water transportation was pretty much a no.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to start trying to speed up here. Transit and ground transportation, that was a split vote. Somebody... comment on this in one way or the other. I don't know what to do with it.
Well, does it fit our definitions?
How could that be rail dependent?
Well, if you need to go on a rail.
Well, you're not freight if you're people.
Freight rail, yes.
Yeah.
Well, over a certain body weight, maybe. Scratch that and do not put that in the notes.
Could you state your name and address?
Do not put that in the notes.
All right, so I think that's a really good point. We can nix that one if everybody's good, pointing out that this is passenger transport, not freight. All right, we're down to support activities for water transportation. Since we killed the water transport, it kind of makes sense to kill the support activities for it.
Yes.
All right, moving forward into information and publishing industries and the like. As a group, did I skip a section?
Yeah. Table 4.
Well, they were agreed to this.
5 to 10.
Which one?
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, because
so there's no pink.
There's no pink.
Okay. So I'm down into information 5.11 through 5.19. The only one that got a lot of votes in favor of it was publishing industries. I'm awfully tempted to suggest we just nix the whole group, but does somebody want to argue that publishing industries?
Not I.
Well, if you have a large printer, they bring their paper stock in by rail, right, and rolls the paper.
I was going to say, as a publishing company could make lots of paper and lots of published materials going out by rail.
So we leave that one in and nix the rest?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. That sounds good to me. You guys are up with this.
Well, the only exception would be the 5.18 on data processing services, internet service providers. Going back to Eric's comment before, where he'd been approached about data storage.
Huh.
That's a potential.
How does that rail freight depend?
It's not.
Well, he said they wanted to put.
They wanted to put
all data storage in boxcars.
On rail.
On rail.
Yeah. Wow. He was approached by somebody wanting to do that. Yes.
Thanks. Yes.
It's a wonderful new world.
Don't see a huge line of people for it, but that, you know, based
yeah.
on his comments.
Did they want to just rail the computers and then offload them and use them, or they just were going to...
That level of specificity wasn't sure.
If I can, we've got somebody's
from the from a PUD's perspective, we don't want data, those kinds
anyway.
Of systems. They're,
yeah.
they're transient, they have high demand, and all the utilities try and avoid that type of load.
And the obvious reason is low employment yield to spread that out.
Okay, so stick with nixing it then, eh?
So we're going to scratch everything below publishing?
Everything below publishing.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, which brings us down to renting and leasing services. How is that rate?
It's not. And offices of real estate agents and brokers are not. None of it is.
Yeah, well, we've already tacitly said yes to commercial and industry machinery and equipment rental
oh, yeah.
and leasing.
Yeah, that's different.
Which makes some sense,
yeah,
but
I think that
the rest can be a no.
Yep.
Yeah.
See how fast we're moving? I love it. All right, professional scientific and technical services. That would basically no here, but there was some split on that and laboratory and vet services as well.
I don't know what the rail piece would be, but those are good businesses.
They are awfully good jobs, yeah.
They're good jobs, they're good businesses, they're high tech, they're in warehouses, they're quiet, you know, they're usually contained, but I don't know how that would be a great rail opinion.
But we can leave them and have them prove they're rail dependent.
Those are great jobs. Geophysical surveying and mapping, those are great high tech.
But it's not rail dependent.
There's no...
So
it's
again,
no stretch of the imagination that you get them rail dependent.
Jose, if you want to make those permitted, it's not that somebody could just come in. They would have to come in demonstrating that, yeah, they're using railroad.
But they're not. Why would, it's just such a story.
Yeah, well, it's, I don't know how that would work, but I'm just trying to. Then
all
it's permanent.
All they have to say is that is what they are doing.
Okay, so it doesn't...
If you make it permitted with a piece...
It's permitted.
It's permitted.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for that clarification.
That doesn't work.
Okay.
Those categories would cover the job description nicely. That might fill a lot of jobs. It might not be so rail-related, but if the jobs are, might be there.
Right. I will go back to Senator Wilson's story to me is this was much more a jobs bill than a rail bill.
But I think that comment it goes right to the crux of the matter. We are not, at least I'm not saying that, you know, this is permitted use and rail dependent end of story. I'm saying it's permitted if you show it's rail dependent. Now, if they don't have to show that they're going to use the rail, then what are we doing?
Yep.
But that's why we came up with the definition, and that's why we're determining what is freight rail dependent.
But
and going through this.
As I said earlier, rail is a means of transportation. There's nothing done by rail that can't be done by truck. So every one of these things could be the same business without a rail.
Right. So,
under that philosophy, wouldn't you just go pee on everything?
Right.
Well, we've just gone through and eliminated a bunch of things that could be
stupid.
Right. So what is it special about these individually that meet that?
Yeah, they can be rail.
What can be? What are we talking about right
now?
The
things that we're putting the P next to are things that can be rail.
Right. Service.
But what are you specifically talking about right now? Which category?
Well, take any of the greens here.
Oh, we're going all the way back to the beginning?
All I'm saying is that if you have a manufacturing site, let's say you're manufacturing widgets and you bring in a bunch of wood by rail, you could bring it in by truck.
I don't disagree with you on the manufacturing. A services is going to be a hard sell.
But what she said, if it's P, it's P.
No, she's saying as a caveat, don't put P on it unless you're sure it's rail dependent.
But does that apply to does that apply to everything we've talked about?
Yes.
Of course.
Yes. It ought to, because that's the way
it works.
But how do you prove it is rail dependent?
Well, that's what not up to us.
I have a question.
Who is it?
Maybe you can answer. The mapping, and you mentioned that geophysical surveying and mapping are really good jobs. Do you have any idea of the product that is produced on that mapping?
It's a technical, it's a digital product.
Okay, so it's not a physical product.
It's a cloud-based.
Well, it is a physical product.
Right. Well, I mean, like a map that you...
It'll create a map, but it's a digital product that they just print. So I can't imagine this is
a
rail-dependent issue.
Because if they're printing huge maps that have to be shipped special, you know, then that's
they're
different.
They're putting them in a cardboard can and sending them
along. UPS.
That's what I thought.
So, but I have a question. Like, we've said a machine shop will be permitted. And are you saying if they come in and say, I got a machine shop, that's the end of the story?
Pretty much.
Yep.
The law says may. They may be rail dependent.
It doesn't have to be rail dependent.
The last paragraph, the number two on the last page.
I don't worry too much about it.
I'm worried a lot about it.
All right, so...
If there's no need to prove it's rail dependent, then what the heck are we doing?
On 541, I say we delete the section.
All right.
Second.
So, is everybody good with that?
What's the motion?
So we're saying no to the whole professional scientific and tech services.
That's generally the consensus of the vote.
All right, let's move forward then and go down to management companies and enterprises. And it sounds like it's kind of the same argument as that.
Yeah.
And same on down to the educational services, is it's all the same arguments as how the heck does this really fit?
Yes. So delete 551 through 6117?
Yes. No.
With the exception
because we've got
of
562,
the 8-1 vote on waste management and remediation services.
So
where are you looking?
Yeah, so there's 5-6... 562, as well as 6115 that we've said yes to.
Technical and trade schools. So I guess
we have a railroad school that
I was just
that was kind of
that would work
where
right.
I was going there.
So leave those two in,
but everything else.
But for our legal person, I have a question. Technical and trade schools, if we put a P on it,
it's allowed if you put a P on it.
So it should say railroad school, if you're going to put it that way?
Or that's just make it a C.
No, that wouldn't cover it.
If it is freight rail dependent, then it's freight rail dependent,
okay.
And you can put a P on it. If it's something that isn't necessarily freight rail dependent, it's not necessarily freight rail dependent.
Freight rail, yes. So... That leaves 6115 as a why did we vote 7-2?
Well, and the arguments is that it could be a rail school.
Right. Then
and is school a freight rail dependent use? Is that
it wouldn't
fabricating process?
Well, our argument is you can't have a school on rail. Give me some language.
They'd have to ship their students out.
I'm going to say that it doesn't fit and that 562 does, but 6115 does not.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's hit, oops, I lost my spot, I apologize. What one did you just say does fit?
So I think that 562, waste management remediation,
okay,
we have a yes on that. And in that same section, 6115 does not.
Right, so we've already hit the... 562, I think we're all good. Where's the group on the 6115, yes or no?
Show of hands. So
if you say a P, won't we get a quick show of hands?
Let's say no.
A P?
Yeah.
What is this for?
6115, tech and trade schools.
Yeah, it doesn't fit
for
as
no
far
or
as
yes.
I'm concerned.
For yes, if you want a P there.
Oh.
All right, so it looks like majority no. So let's axe that and move forward. All right, now we're on to The healthcare.
So that would apply to 6117 as well?
Correct. That's also a no. So looking at healthcare and social assistance, it's pretty strong no's throughout there. I think we can just move forward.
Yep.
And same goes with the arts and entertainment.
Yes.
And just a note there that this does not affect a trail going through or whatnot. Mm-hmm. That's still allowed.
Parks would be allowed.
Right. So accommodation and food services. Accommodation services, I think, fairly clearly no. Food services, we've got a fair arguments. And I think your argument would be feed the people that work there.
So wouldn't that be covered under a portion of your personal, your business there could feed your employees? A portion of that space could be used to feed your employees, because food service and drinking places and special food services and accommodations does not fit freight rail dependent uses at all.
I see shaking of the heads all around, so we'll just keep moving then. Other services, this gets interesting to me. Repair and maintenance, yes or no?
Where do we go with accommodation?
Oh, accommodation is a no.
Okay.
That one was fairly clear.
It appeared.
All right, so repair and maintenance.
Once again, you know, gets kind of back into that heavy equipment example. You know, if you're
leasing
or wholesaling heavy equipment, and part of that's a repair and maintenance shop right next door, then it's...
And you could very well need to ship in
absolutely.
A D8.
A Caterpillar.
Caterpillar
yep.
to...
So is there a way to word that? So
but
the
even,
repair
even,
and maintenance is specifically related to the freight rail dependent business? Because otherwise we're allowing repair and maintenance with a P. And anyone with repair
right,
and maintenance, maybe I'd repair auto upholstery, perhaps it fits in there because you said it could.
And I think I heard what was said. Our premise was we're approving uses that are rail, they can prove they're rail dependent. So we ought to finish that. If somebody tells us, when you put a P there, anybody can go in, then we've got to change everything we've done. Because it's like you have to prove that you're dependent upon rail. And if you do a site plan and you say, there is no nexus to the rail in a site plan, it shouldn't,
right.
We're not approving
well,
that.
Can we not add a note to the bottom that says, all uses must use rail.
Let's demonstrate
and that.
Must prove they're rail dependent. Because we have a definition for that.
Okay, so we're not attorneys, and we have an attorney in the room who's going to answer that for us, I think,
exactly.
Because we're not attorneys, and we don't know what that means.
So, attorney.
Well, you know what? I am not primarily here to solve all the legal problems of this. I'm primarily here to assist staff. I don't know whether Jose has thoughts on that or not, but if you describe something, if you take something that's a new use list and you put a P next to it, that's because but the county council as legislators have concluded it is a freight rail dependent use. So there you are. If you want a higher level of scrutiny, then you need to have something there other than a P.
A P superscript one, perhaps.
If you want a higher level of scrutiny, you need to have something other than a P. Jose, would you agree with that?
Yes. That's the purpose of the conditional use, is to mitigate for those impacts that we can't sit around and determine each particular circumstance what the impact is going to be. So it provides an opportunity to do that as those things come in that we think are going to warrant that extra scrutiny.
Well, they're asking about the proof that it's a freight rail dependent use, which kind of gets to John's question. So somebody comes in with a site plan that shows a building and might even show a spur, but it's not really a freight rail dependent use. How do you deal with that? If they have a site plan that is plausible, and it's a P,
right? If the use is allowed,
approved?
Yes. If the use is allowed because it's a P, then it's allowed. That's why we're focusing on the definition.
Okay. So how's this for a suggestion? Let's continue on as we've been going. Have staff give us a condensed list, and then when we come back next week, we can, 2 weeks, we can add C's or otherwise deal with that question.
But I think, at least from my understanding, when I vote yes, I'm saying P with little one, and little
that's
one
right.
says must prove be real dependent.
And that's the assumption.
That's
for
not
that,
a C.
Right.
Right.
By the way, there are conditional uses approved. All the time, it's all the time.
Rare.
You know, subdivisions, those all go through a hearing. Bunches of site plan, any other land division, it's not like a conditional use means, oh, that's gonna lose, because in general, they don't.
Okay, so let's get through this thing, because we're awfully darn close. So again, we're on the repair and maintenance. Can we say yes to that for the time being?
Yes.
Yeah. And yes. Come back around. All right. What about automotive repair and maintenance specifically? Do we want?
No.
Okay. Good. Then we're down to personal and laundry services. That one's awfully hard to say yes to, isn't it? Can we say no?
Really
interesting. Okay. Moving on down. Let's just take the rest of that, the rest of the other services section, the 8.1s. I'm going to suggest all of them can be no.
Good.
All right, moving on. Public administrator, who the heck wants public administrators around? It's a jobs bill anyway, so those aren't good jobs.
No directional institution.
I'm just going to blithely move along. Service stations for vehicle fleets. No?
Six three yes.
Oh, 6-3 yes, excuse me. But I'm still going to, so somebody explain that to me. Why would we want that?
Somebody has a factory and they have a fleet of trucks.
But that's ancillary to the fact.
That's their own.
Well,
no, the rail brings raw materials in, the trucks bring the finished products out.
Out of the rail.
No.
The one that truck.
That's a no.
Yeah.
How's the group feeling about this over here?
The way I read the word card lock facility, that's really a retail service, even though it's subscribed to. It's not ancillary to manufacturing.
No, I agree.
You can have
no.
gas on your site for manufacturing.
No, we had card locks, and that's where you identify how much fuel is going to each individual piece of equipment.
Right, but in that situation,
it doesn't have to be.
In your situation, you've got a facility that has been approved, and it happens to have card locks, and they come along with it, as opposed to creating
really
a facility
card lock. Card lock suggests retail.
Yeah. So no on that?
I would say no.
I have a question.
Always.
If somebody has a card lock as a small part of their operation, and somebody complains to the county that they have a card lock and it's not specifically permitted under this, what's the county say?
It would be what did you do originally? What was the original?
The guy puts in a factory. He rails in all his raw material, he makes product, ships it out by truck. He has a card lock system to keep track of the fuel of all of his trucks.
That's just part of his operation.
Nobody's gonna
nobody's
going to tell him he can't do that.
It's on his site plan, right?
Yeah. If somebody complains about it.
No. Yeah.
Well, if it's on his site plan...
It's to be addressed. It would have been addressed if it was included in the site plan.
Moving on.
Moving on. Thank you. I've lost my place again.
Accessory uses. Yep.
There we go. Thank you.
And all but C is 6.3.
All right. So... So the caretaker. So, well, they're accessory uses, so.
Yeah.
I need definition on this one personally. I don't really understand what we're saying here. When you say it as category as accessory uses, is that like the card lock system we were just talking about, or is this a standalone accessory use? I'm confused.
So. Caretaker, it would be accessory to if you have an industrial, you've got a.
Okay, so if you so scenario is we've got a permitted use for the cement factory, and a caretaker facility goes on with that, it needs to be permitted here in order to be part of that site plan with the.
If it's a residence, this says residence. It's not just a 24-hour watch site. It's not an office for a caretaker.
Okay.
I think that has to be a no, that B.
Well, I'm not so sure.
All the rest of them are P2, and if you look at 2, it says permitted only in association with a permitted use.
Right, and that means it's an accessory. That's the kind of the definition of accessory. Part of the definition, but this says caretaker, security, or manager residence
when incorporated as an integral part of a permitted use.
So those are almost majorities. So that's,
yeah.
Those are
so I'm hearing the group say yes to
all of them. Yep. Yeah.
Other uses, parks and trails. Yes, and that by the way, I'm just going to say those are underlining zoning anyway. So. Why are we worried about it? Existing residential uses without, well, it's existing, so yes. Legally existing commercial, it's all existing. All right, so I think the only question here would be the agricultural stance.
I have a question. Look at your existing residential uses. And see if you really want to limit it that much. Without any increase in density, accessory uses and structures normal to a residential environment. This code was made for an industrial designation and zone.
Good point.
Which is different from where we are with this zone, because it's an overlay. So the overlay goes on possibly residential zoning and on agricultural zoning. Do you really want to not let people build the houses on the rural
side? Now I understand. Okay.
So it might constitute a takings.
That could be a problem. Just get rid of this and the four.
Just existing.
So actually get rid of the whole section 4?
Get rid of 4B.
Okay.
Okay. Does everybody get where she's going?
I do.
And then maybe 4A as well, since
because it's underlying.
Yeah. All of these things are permitted in the underlying zones.
Yeah. So I'm thinking just get rid of the whole section 4. Don't even deal with it.
I would be silent on it.
Good suggestion.
You guys are good with that?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Yes.
And that means we've made it through.
So that.
Bingo. Look at that.
Good job.
Back to the point of the conditional use, permitted use, permitted with a 1 or 2 versus conditional use. And what I heard is that we could not accomplish making a frail dependent by a footnote to permitted. Is that what I heard?
Yeah. So can you write up an email?
You know, that's something I would really just as soon look into more. But by and large, if it's permitted, it's permitted. And
but I've dealt with a zone where it's permitted footnote not on the first floor of the building, it has to be on, that's a condition of the permit. And I would like to, I'd like to know if we can do that on the rail use portion, the permitted.
We have to be able to.
I'm sorry, but don't you have to be freight rail dependent to get in the freight rail dependent column? I mean, doesn't that by definition?
We just did that.
No, I know, but it seems like you're putting belt and suspenders on it, because in order to qualify, you have to be in that column. First of all, and that column says you have to be freight rail dependent to get in that column. So if it's permitted in that column, it's already determined it's freight rail dependent.
In interest of everybody's sanity, I'd like to just ask staff to try to craft some sort of explanation on how this works in preparation for the next meeting.
That'd be just lovely.
Because like I said at the very beginning, this is different. Every place else, you determine the use. And that's the end of it. And this one is, this is the use plus how you do it. We're saying what they can do and how they have to do it. And this county's not set up for that right now.
And I'm happy to work with staff and consider what you're talking about there, Eric, because I understand your point. But typically, he means permitted. So we'll look into it.
Perfect.
And get back.
Good. All right, meeting adjourned.
Move to adjourn.
We're adjourned. Thank you all.
Good job.
This is,
I have no.
There is none. We'll catch up with you next time.
There's
your section.
When
so you have mine.
Okay, good. We haven't voted yet. So what we just did is we went through and made a draft, essentially.
Okay, so but you have a yes and
no. Right, yeah, so again, we said yes and yes and no.
Thank you.
To create a draft that we can vote on later. To say, this is what we think it's going to look like. Staff will give us a summary of what we just did. We'll discuss it further and then vote on it next meeting.
Our next meeting is May 23rd.
So that the Department of Commerce is supposed to write a report documenting the number of jobs that arrived out of the actions of this bill by 2022.
Yeah. You don't know that about it.
To me, one of the
best.
And Department of Commerce has to submit their report for the number of jobs that have come out of this bill by 2022.
It's probably even more now.
As opposed to yelling across the room.
Well, that was my testimony. And you're right. I'm going to write that in my written testimony because my last testimony was short-changed and didn't include Senator Rivers' comments that I quoted out of her letter.
Susan, you know this is being taped,
okay.
So if you want to get a transcript, go for it. You're not going to get verbatim minutes from the meetings.
So
starting over again.
Right. It's all about jobs. It's the
only answer. Okay. Is the tape recorder off?
I'll
turn it off. The meeting's adjourned.